Let's talk a little bit about the halachas of what you're allowed to say and what you're not allowed to say on Shabbos. So there's a pasuk that says, anybody know how to hand off the
pasuk?
Very nice. Dar-dar. So what do we learn from here? Now that you started it off. Very good. Very good. You're not allowed to talk the way on Shabbos the way you talk during the Vach. You can speak about things that you would speak about during the week. And you can't do certain things on Shabbos that are not necessarily melacha, but it's an iser mitzvah kaftzacha. Example the Gemara gives is going to your field to go check out, you know, do you need to fertilize it? Do you need to harvest it? So this is an area that a lot of times there's a lot of confusion about this. What's asr, what's mutter? Let's talk about it a little bit. No, they won't cover everything. We'll cover a few basic things. Okay, so let's just start off over here. Shin vav sif aleph. So like we said, certain things are asr to do if it's chafotzecha. Even if there's no malacha involved. No malacha. It's just, it's chafotzecha. So this is the Rabbanan, Yisra min divrei nevi'im. Kegoin shema'ayin lecha asav lirois matzarech lamacher. He goes and he looks at his property, what needs to be done. Most of us are not field owners, but can anybody think of an example which would be very negel?
Your car.
Okay. What else? I don't know if that's as negel, because generally people don't have what to do with their car. She puts in.
The garden house.
So you're making a toast effort on your house, on your deer up. So he goes, he looks to see, you know, how did this tackle guy do? He's thinking, he's going to check to see what he wants to tell the kaplan the next day. You can't do that on Shabbos. You can't do that. That's called chafotzecha. You know, by me, I was like nice and macholia. You know, like I was always checking on it. I had to stop myself. Now, under certain circumstances, it could be that it's mutter. Let's see if I can find where it says it. Mishabur brings it right here. The Davka Hecha, this is a big heter. The Davka Hecha, the Minker the Milsa. It's only if it's obvious. It's only if it's obvious. Kegoyin. Sha'oimed Eitzel Sadeu, Atzricha Harisho, Yikitzira, Bechayetz. A guy takes a Shpatzir on Shabbos, and he stops right by his field. Everybody knows that it's his field. And you can see that it's holding by plowing, it's holding by harvesting. The Minker Adavar Sha'oimed Shon Ma'im Tzacha, it's obvious. That's what you're doing. You're checking out the situation to see what you need to do. But if it's not obvious, so then that's included in the halacha of hira. But if it's not obvious, so then that's included in the halacha of hirur. Thinking. It's part of the song. Hirhurim mutarim. Right? It doesn't mean hirhurim asurim. It means hirhurim that are mutar. Meaning you're allowed to think about business. Strictly speaking, you're allowed to think about business and other things on Shabbos. So coming back to the car example or the shiputzim example, now a car, it could be b'chol, not minker milsa, unless the guy mamish, you know, gets on that thing that you roll under the car. You know, that's for sure usher, you know. But if a person is just stopped looking at his car and happens to notice a scratch and wants to bring it to the body, to the garage where they do body work in the car, that could be, it's not minker milsa. Certainly, if you're just on your way to shul or on your way back from shul, and you happen to notice that there's this, that, or the other in your car, and you take a mental note of it, strictly speaking, that's mutter. The same thing with our shikutzim example. So, the example that I gave before, and there was a reason why I gave this example, was a tosefet. What's a tosefet usually? A guy dug beneath, and he's building a lower level, or he's bumping out into the mirpeset. In other words, you have your house, and then you have like this new section that you're adding on. So generally speaking, to go check it out, it requires you to leave your house or to leave the main part of your house to go see what the situation is. I think that would be pretty darn obvious. You know, if let's say a guy was building an extension over here on this repeston and he walks out and he's like, you know, looking all over, seeing what they did, the air conditioning ductwork and, you know, the tiles. And so it's mamish obvious what he's doing. But let's say he thinks she puts him inside his house. You know, so as he's walking from room to room, he notices things. That's not obvious at all. Now, it could be that if he goes and, you know, he stands right next to the wall where the electrician, you know, made this whole new thing and he's analyzing it very closely. So that is obvious. Basically, you have to use your head. Okay? Let's see, what would be Nagea maybe for Bachim? I'll tell you the truth, I've been married for long enough, I don't think in these terms anymore. I'm not sure if such a... Can you guys help me out and think of an example? What would be Nagea for a Bachir? I mean, I guess that maybe you have a woodworking hobby and you're checking your thing that you're in the middle of working on. It's hard for me to think of an example that would be Nagea for a Bachir, right? Maybe if you're a Mata guy and you've got like a... I know you're studying to be a paramedic, so he's looking at all of his things. Although that's probably Mutter Stamathan Shabbos, well, you need to have it ready. Let's say you have, I don't know what you have. You're
taking a look at your bike,
taking a look at your bike. Okay, that's a good example. Fun.
GOS needs a...
Yeah, fair enough.
Same example that he said.
Yeah, looking at the car. Okay, fair enough. I was thinking for a paramedic, he's looking at his devices and his medicines, but the truth is that that's probably almost certainly Mother on Shabbos.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, if he's on call. If he's not on call, then, I don't know. Okay, Yesh Ladun.
He always can be on call.
Right, because theoretically anybody can knock on your door at any time.
Shemana Shabbat says about learning the Mudei Chol in Shabbat.
Okay, that's
so,
even... That's
no, he's been a student l'refua. So he says that if it's a doctor, he can totally can study. Because he might use what he studied.
Okay.
But a student l'refua, it's a bit different because maybe there is stuff that he's learning that he can't use.
Okay, maybe I didn't be asking that Limudei Chol is Mutar on Shabbos. Not for Sfarim, Ashkenazim. For Sfarim, no, it's Machlokes. Machlokes. It's actually funny, if I remember correctly. This is one of those funny situations.
This is
one of those funny situations where it gets flipped. Every now and then. Generally speaking, the Sfarim call, like if you have a machlokes, let's say, between the Rambam and Tosfos. Okay? Generally speaking, the Sfarim will go like the Rambam and the Ashkenazim will go like Tosfos. One of the examples where it's hafuch, if I remember correctly, is Neiris Chanukah. In the din of Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, right? If I'm not mistaken, the Mechaber passing is like Taisvis, right? Okay, maybe I'm making a mistake. Taisvis over there holds Mahajan and Mahajan does not mean a one minhag for every single person in the house. The Rambam is the one who holds that way. In any event, if I'm remembering correctly, there's a Machlokes over here, the Rambam and the Rashba. Now the truth is over here, they were both Sfarim Shepleisken because the Rashba was also inspired. But the Rambam, I'm pretty sure, is the one who says that it's Mutter, and the Rashba holds that it's Aser. Rashba says you're only allowed to learn Torah on Shabbos. You're not allowed to study science and math and things like that. And if I remember correctly, the Mechaber is Machmir, and the Ramah is Mekil. And it's also Negeya, the in the Shulchan Aruch itself, if I'm not mistaken, he talks about an Itztrolab, which I'm pretty sure translates as a telescope. You guys know what that is? Telescope? You know what a telescope is? Yes. Look. Yeah. How do you say it in Hebrew?
Telescope.
Okay. Fine. See.
Yeah. You always do it.
I say. Yeah. It's the way it works, right? So that I'm trying to find it here.
Cornflakes.
Yeah. Cornflakes. The kids are so that if I'm not mistaken, this is a machlokes. Make a case on the line. Shvitzeris. Yeah. Here it is. Yeah. It's in Shin Zayin, Sif Yud Zayin. Also, Lilmoy B'Shabbos V'Yomtiv Zulas B'Divrei Torah. V'Afilu B'Sifrei Chachmois Aser. Sifrei Chachmois is referring to math, science, etc. And on this side, the Be'er Agila says, the Ramam Pirusha Mishnah Yesh Mishim Matir Zderam Ba'al. I got it the opposite. I'm sorry, I got it wrong. I'm sorry, I got it wrong. Over here, the Rambam is Machmir, and the Ramban and the Rashba are Mekil. The Yesh Mishim Matir, the Alpis Farasai Matav Ahabit Be'itz. Tiralov b'Shabbos. Right? Mr. Bruce says, what's an instaralov? Hokli show hachayzim b'kli chavim. The ma'li v'havin ha'chachma min ha'sefer min ha'kli. What's the difference if you're figuring out the chachma? But there's a cute story. Rav Meir Shapiro, who was the founder of Yeshivas Chachma in Lublin, and also the founder of the Dafyani movement. An interesting story about that is one time when he was visiting, the Chafetz Chaim's second wife, if I remember correctly, was Rav Meir Shapiro's grandmother, I think. So one time Rav Meir Shapiro was visiting the Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim was a Litvish Gadol, and Rav Meir Shapiro was a Hasidish Gadol, and he was much younger. He was a Niftar, as a very young man. And he accomplished an incredible amount in his relatively short life. But when he came in once, so I read that the Chafetz Chaim said, I have to stand up for the Daf Yomi. Interestingly enough, He was machshav the daf yomi moving more than Yeshiva Schachim Lublin, unless you want to say at that time Yeshiva Schachim Lublin wasn't, but I'm pretty sure it was. In any event, Rameir Shapiro, because of certain sugyas in the Gemara, that if you don't understand astronomy, right, which is the chachma of understanding how the constellations and the stars work and everything like that, so if you don't understand this chachma, it's very hard to understand certain sugyas in Erevin and elsewhere, brachas. So Rameir Shapiro decided that he's got to learn astronomy. So one day, and this was when he was relatively very young. So one day he was staring up at the sky and just taking note of all the different things that were going on in the sky. And a professional or, I don't know what, a professor of astronomy passed by him, a Jewish guy, but not from, like a maskil kaze. And he looks at this, I don't remember if it was when he was a bachur, I think it could be that when he was still a bachur. He looks at this chassidish bachur staring up at the sky. And he's like, what are you doing? And he said, oh, nothing. He said, come on, tell me. And he said, well, there was a certain movement that I noticed that didn't make sense according to my understanding of astronomy. So the guy was like, floored. He said, really? Tell me what exactly? And he told him the whole thing, and he was so impressed at his knowledge of astronomy. And then he explained to him what the pshat was, right? Alpi astronomy. Anyway, so the Alpi the rules, you guys remember the rules of the Mechaber. If he brings the first day as Sama, and the second day as a Yeshmi Sha'imir, a Yeshaimrim, whatever. So the Halach was like the Stam. It's just like a Mishnah. Stam, general rule, Stam, and then afterwards you have an opinion mentioned. The Halach is like the Stam. So here the Mishnah Berurah says, V'yeshmi Shematir, the Chayn Noyagim Lahakil. That's the meaning. The meaning is to be Samech on the Rashba and the Ramban, to be Mekil. That you can learn Limudei Chayol on Shabbos. The Chosav Eli Rabba, the Yerei Shemaim, Roy Lahadmer Mazek, Yarambam, the Haran, Aishim. A Yerei Shemaim should be Machmir. So what does that mean? It's always very important, you know, a lot of people have nerven when they learn Mishnah Berurah. Halacha Lamaisa, it's Mutter. Again, I'm not saying for Spider-Man, I'm saying for Ashkenazim. When he says,
the Chayim. Shmira Shabbat ended, that it's not Pashut Bechlal.
Hold on one second. He's bringing down.
I always thought that was not allowed.
Okay, so guys, listen.
No, because that's because of Shana, I'm learning a lot in Shabbat.
Wait, stop. I want to get to there. If we'll have time, I want to get to that. I want to get the newspapers also, okay? It's very, very important when you're learning halacha to know what is asr and what is mutter, what's a chumra, what's a hider, what's a hanhaga type. This is exceedingly important. Okay? Not the least reason for which is that very often, an assumption that something is usr will lead someone to say, well, you know, that's just too hard for me, so forget it. Right? You know, a person might think that it's usr to read the Mishpacha or the Hamodiyah on Shabbos for reasons that I hope we'll have time to get to this time. And because they'll say, well, you know what, I'm sorry, I'm just not such a big masvid, I'm not going to sit with the Gemara the whole Shabbos, and I'm not so tired, I'm not going to sleep the whole Shabbos, and okay, so I guess Hilchus Shabbos is not for me. So if he's not keeping that halacha, so maybe he also won't be so much on Hilchus Bar. You know, this is, okay, so first of all, for Svardim, I believe, I didn't check up the Kaf Chaim, and I didn't check up the Ben Ish Chaim. I would imagine that if you would, you would see that they would say that it's Asr Me'ikar Din, because the Paiskim that the Mishnah Berurah is quoting is the Lavush, the Shulchan Aruch, the Shittim, the Graz, these are all Ashkenazi Paiskim as far as I'm aware. Although it could be that the Lavush learned for a Tkufa by Sephardic Paiskim, even maybe it was all nice with the Lavush. Anyway, but, Minasam, if the Mishnah Berurah says the Chin Noegim Mahakabi, it's referring to Minig Ashkenaz. I don't think you could assume when Astam, when he says b'chein noigim mahakil, or b'chein noigim about anything, that he's referring to Sfardim. It's not reasonable in my mind. So for Sfardim, I think that's me'ikar adin, the psak of the Shulchan Aruch of Maran HaMechaber is that it's Asr. He brings a Stam and a Yeshayim. So the rule of thumb is Stam and a Yeshayim, it's Asr. However, for Ashkenazim, strictly speaking, it's Mutter. Me'ikar adin halacha l'maisa, it is Mutter. He says that Yerei Shemayim, it's Ro'i L'Hachmir. What does that mean? What does it mean, Yerei Shemayim, Ro'i L'Hachmir? It means that someone who's on a darga, that he's a cut above the rest, Yerei Shemayim, he's a Baal Nefesh, there's different terms for this. So then for him, it's Kedai to be Machmir. It's Kedai to be Machmir. So what does it mean, Allah L'Maisa? That means for you, for me, for almost all of us, It's mutter. This Yirei Shemayim Roi Lahachmir is not talking to us. This is my personal opinion, and I hold to it very strongly. Okay, I'm not. It's not like I'm not wishy-washy about it. I really very strongly. Well, it's not talking to us. Does that mean that if you personally feel that you're able to do it, that you shouldn't try? By all means, if you feel you could, try. But it's not talking to us. It's talking to people that are mamish, you know, barama.
Yeah, but when it says Baal Nefesh, Yachmir, Yerei Shamayim, and you're not doing it, it's like, okay, I'm not a Baal Nefesh, I'm not Yerei Shamayim. I am not Yerei Shamayim, I'm not sure.
Okay, so I want to tell you, that's it. This is precisely the point that I wanted to show on. There's a Gemara in Maseches Shabbos. Okay, we're not going to get to everything today. Okay, what can you do? Say it. Get whatever you get to. Amen. Shtarkum Gadlach. There's a Gemara in Maseches Shabbos that says, what's the halacha if someone's house is burning down and you're not allowed to put it out? Unless it's Pikuach Nefesh, you can't put it out. To save your property, you cannot put out the fire. You know it's only in a Seder Rabbanan? Chazal did not allow it. They didn't allow it. They did allow that if a guy is there, you could say, someone who puts out the fire is not going to lose out. And you're being maramis, then you'll pay him nicely after Shabbos. However, if there's no guy around, just for the loss of property, you can't put out the fire. The person who owns the house and everything in it is allowed to save if, let's say, under certain circumstances, he's only allowed to save a certain amount of items. Okay? He's not allowed to save muksa items, that's for sure. We're not matir the iser till the muksa. And even things that are not muksa, he's only allowed to save a certain amount. It's machlekes rishonim, if he's talking about even to a place where there's an eruv, or if it's dafka talking about a place where there's no eruv. Say, we're going to leave that for now. Under a circumstance, within the context where, let's say, he already maxed out his capacity, he saved everything that he's allowed to save. So now someone else comes along, and he's also allowed to save a certain amount as well. You, let's say, Yenin's house is burning down, so you could save, each one of us could save a certain amount. No, you can't save it anymore. Strictly speaking, says the Gemara, if you want, you could keep it. It's hefker. It's totally hefker. It's completely hefker. The Gemara over there says, I don't know if I remember what that was.
Because this is a real limud. You know, for, let's see, I think it's in Kol Kisvei, because that's where it talks about things burning down.
Oh, here, and it's over here. It's something more like this. So, first, the Mishnah said, you can say to other people, come say for yourselves. For yourselves. If the people that came to help out, in quotations, if they're smart, they'll make a cheshbon with him after Shabbos. Meaning they're going to charge him for their time and for their effort. So the Gemara says like this, cheshbon my ability. What in the world do they have to make a cheshbon with him for? Mayav kera kazachum. This guy maxed out his ability, his rishus, whatever he chazal allowed him to say, which we're not going to get into now because it's totally off topic. And now they're just taking from hefker. Everything left is hefker. Why do they have to make a cheshbon with him? Amar Rav Chisda midas chasidus shanukam. In Achilama, you're right. You could keep it. We're talking about someone who's holding by midas chasidus. Amar Rav Chasidei Agar the Shabsa Shakli. What are you talking about? Someone who's holding by a midah of chasidus, he's going to take schar Shabbos. Now, Rashi explains it's not schar Shabbos; it's mutter, because it's only schar Shabbos if they made up with one another milchat chilo. Okay, you're going to come help me, and I'm going to pay you kach bekach. Then it's schar Shabbos. But if he said, "Hey, you know, guys, come on over here, help me out," and they came and helped. Nobody spoke about money, nobody spoke about anything. And then after Shabbos he says, listen, you know, I want you to pay me for saving, you know, your extra Armani suit. Well, I want you to pay me. So that's mutter. But Rava is saying, but if you're telling me that we're talking about a guy who's holding by midas chasidus, he wouldn't do such a thing. Because it smells bad. You know, it's an expression. It smells bad. It looks like Schar Shabbos. Rashi says a lashon over here. But im chassidim, if these guys, if you're telling me that the Mishnah is talking about people that are chassidim, meaning pious individuals, not chassidim the way we colloquially use it nowadays. They should be forgiving and just give up any claim that they may have in anything where there's the slightest trace of Avera. It's not really Schar Shabbos. They didn't make up any deal. You can't call the guy a chassid unless he's being mevater from his own. Say, here, take it. I did it for you. Elo Amarava, you listen. We're talking about a Yerei Shamayim. He doesn't want to benefit from other people's stuff. Rashi says, he doesn't want to take it, even though strictly speaking it was hefker. He doesn't want to keep it because the guy didn't want to make it hefker. He feels bad about it. You know, the guy didn't want to give up this stuff. But I'm not willing to work for free either. As in this country, they might say, I don't want to be your friar. Right? So, I don't want to just stand take it from you, even though really I'm not taking it from you because it's hefker. But I also don't want to work for free. So if they're smart, and they know the din, that this is not called Schar Shabbos, so they'll make a chesed with them and say, listen, I want you to pay me for my work. What do you see from this Gemara? You see that there's three levels. There's Ikar HaDin, and that's Lechol Beis Yisrael. For who was the Ikar HaDin said? For who was it said? People that have no Yiras Shamayim? Obviously when the Gemara says of Yirei Shamayim, it doesn't mean someone who violates Halacha, that he doesn't have Yirei Shamayim. There's the person who's not the Yirei Shamayim, there's the Yirei Shamayim, and then there's the Midas Chassidus. It's clear from the Gemara that there's three levels. A guy who's not even on the level of Yirei Shamayim, I'll keep it. It's Hefker. I'm taking it. Like, not that you lose out. Too bad. It's Hefker. Your mazel. Then there's the Yirei Shamayim. I don't want to do that to the guy. I'm not willing to work for free either. So if he's smart and he knows that the halach is that it's not Schar Shabbos, so he'll say, okay, pay. And then there's Midas Chassidus. Yeah, but it epis, it looks like Schar Shabbos, it smells like Schar Shabbos. So just give it to him and be Mevater Mishalchom. Well, you see over here that there's levels. Madregos v'madregos yesh. Not every single time that it says, and you have to realize that not every time when it says Yerei Shamayim is it talking about the same thing. Not every time that it says Bal Nefesh is it talking about the same thing. When you see such an expression, it means someone who's holding on a higher madrega. Now, for each thing, you have to try to work out what type of higher madrega is it talking about. That's true. But you have to understand, the halacha, the bare bones, Iker HaDin halacha, was not given, you know, for Goyim, and it wasn't given for Avaryanim, right? Atalo Avaryan, Atalo Oisvar. You know what that is in Oisvar? An Oisvar is like a Kal Kaze, you know, you're a Kal, you're a Atalo Yudhi Ritzini, that's a Oisvarf literally means Oisvarf, someone who's thrown out. You know, yeah, he's, you know, Chutzlamachan. No. You're a person who keeps halacha. You keep halacha. The halacha, so coming back, this is very, very important. I've actually mentioned this numerous times in Yishurim. The halacha, at least for Al Kolponim, for Ashkenazim, again, for Sfarim, I didn't look up the Kav Chaim, you have to like take a look, Kav Chaim, then Ish Chaim, maybe Rav Avadia Yosef as well, to see what they say. The halacha is, it's mutter. You're allowed to read a math book, you're allowed to read a science book, assuming that there's no kefir in it, okay? That's a separate issue. You're allowed to do it. Is it nice to try to be machmir? Now, you're going to ask me why it is. I didn't see inside Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa. If you'll ask me why it is that sometimes it sounds like Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa is taking the second half of the Mishabura as the Iker, and the first half is not, so I'm going to tell you a secret, okay? It's just between us, though. And whoever's going to listen to this. There's a Hagdama. The Ramah wrote numerous farim. He wrote Darchei Maisha on the tour. He wrote the Ramah on the Shulchan Aruch. He wrote also a sefer called Teres Chatos. Teres Chatos was before, it's basically Yeredeya in Yanim, like, you know, Hilchas Basim, Chalav, and Taruvas, etc. In his Hagdama, he writes there that wherever I write b'shas hadchak, you could do like this. B'di'evid, you could do like this. B'makom tzarich, you could do like this. That really, says the Rama in his Akdama to Teres Chavis, is what I hold is the ikar hadin l'halacha. So why am I telling you that you should only do that? You can only rely on that if it's b'shas hadchak or makom tzarich, makom mitzvah. Because since there's other shitas that are machmir, it's kedai to be machmir for them. But really, the ikar hadin, that's what I hold when I write b'di'evid, b'shas hadchak, etc. There is a tendency, and it's not an incorrect tendency, in many of the modern day halacha svarim to lean towards the more machmir side of the halacha. The reason for that is very simple. You write a sefer like Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa. You have no idea who's going to pick up this book. You have no idea who's going to pick it up. You can have any Tom, Dick, and Harry who thinks that he knows how to learn, thinks that he understands properly. You have to be very, very careful how you write the halacha when it's something which is going to be in the hands of Hamayin Beis Yisrael, of just Amcha, right? Amcha, even just the regular Amcha Jews. So because you're writing it for a textbook, a reference book, a source book for halacha, for basically anybody. So you basically have to kind of lean towards the more machmir approach to make sure that people will not be too mekel. You follow?
Yeah.
That's why, at least in my opinion, a lot of times you'll find that type of approach. But coming back, strictly speaking, shuras adin, lahalacha, al kopan for Ashkenazim, it's mutter. For Sfardim, just from learning the Shulchan Aruch, I would think that it's, what did I say? For Ashkenazim, al kopan, it's mutter. For Sfardim, I would think that it's aser, unless you could find me a Kaf HaChaim or a Ben Ishchai, or maybe a Rav Avadia Yosef who says that it's mutter. I find it hard to believe that you'd find it. Okay, so coming back, with a little bit of time that we have left. So we said before that if it's obvious, you know, it's aser that, you know, you went into the separate room, but if it's not obvious, so it's mutter. And again, it all goes according to the situation. So let's go on to another one of these really, this, it's amazing how many people make a mistake about this. Okay? First of all, we mentioned thinking about business. Strictly speaking, it's mutter. Let's read it the way the Shulchan Aruch says it. It's straight out of a Gemara, if I'm not mistaken. Hirur ba'asak of mutter. To think about your business matters, etc., is mutter. Okay? Halacha, it is mutter. We sing about it every week. Hirhuri mutari, right? It's mutter. When we call Makayim Mishum Ayinik Shabbos, mitzvah shalayach shalayim klal. However, Ayinik Shabbos, usually when people think about these things, they're tarud, you know, they're nervous, they're anxious. So Ayinik Shabbos is to be relaxed. So the best thing is to get it out of your mind. The yehibein of kilu kol malachta yasuya, and it should be in your eyes as if all of your work is done. So what is this? This is a mitzvah, meaning if you do it, you're doing a wonderful thing. If you don't do this and you do think about your business on Shabbos, you're not doing anything wrong. Okay? That's one misnomer, right? There's a lot of misconception about that. But one thing before we finish, and I really would like to mention, where there's a lot of misconception about this, is as follows. Yachol loymer l'chaveri. This is in Shin Zayin Sif Ches. Yachol loymer l'chaveri. L'krach pleni ani hoylech l'machar. You are allowed to say to someone, I'm going to Bnei Brak tomorrow. I'm going to Yerushalayim tomorrow. Want to come? You want to go to the Kaisel with me tonight? How many of you in this room thought that was aser? I'm going to the Kaisel after Shabbos. You want to come with me? You thought it was aser. Anybody else think that was aser?
No, I know that to say now, let's go to the Kaisel, you can say, let's drive to the Kaisel.
Oh, very good. No, let's drive mitzvah.
That's what I thought.
Forget mitzvah. I'm going to the Karetz, to the Eidah Haredi's Karetz restaurant on Sunday. Would you like to come with me?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Initially, I thought that I need this.
So, what's the halacha? So listen very carefully.
There's no full trust in what you say.
That's right. Bidyuk. Okay, so good. So you know this. So let's
go. I'm going to the States on Sunday. You want to come? Are you going? Okay. When do you get there?
First, what?
No, what is I'm going? It's of course.
No. Wait. So let's get the definition. Good. Let's get the definition. You're allowed to say, I'm going to such and such city tomorrow. I'm going to Yerushalayim. Shechein mutter loyma loy leichemi lekach poin amach. You could say, come with me, join me. Kevin shayim yachol leilich adei borgin, because theoretically, it's possible to do that on Shabbos. If you would have little tents set up from here to Yerushalayim, so that you could extend your tchum all the way there, theoretically it's possible to find a hetzer for this on Shabbos.
And Tel Aviv?
Tel Aviv also. It's enough kamina.
No, also if you have a lot of tents, it's already...
Enough. As long as it's theoretically possible for there to be a hetzer for what you're talking about...
And swim to the States also. We're not allowed to swim in Shabbos.
No, you can't swim on Shabbos. Can't swim on Shabbos.
Mikvah.
Hmm?
Mikvah.
It's not swimming.
I'm not going to swim, I'm going to float to the States.
No, that's you're not allowed to do that either, you can't go on a boat.
Well, no, I need to. I'm not going to ask, but I'm going to just fly down on the and just float to the States.
No, so no,
the same way to go to Tel Aviv and stop by tents.
No, it's not. Again, it doesn't have to be practically feasible. It's technically speaking, is it possible to find a head for this? Okay, you know, let's take a step back. What is the Isser over here? The Isser is Dabar Dabar. You can't speak Divrei Chol. Now this is why most people have this mistake. Because they didn't learn the Sugyo. So they think that Divrei Chol just means anything which has to do with Chol. Anything that doesn't have to do with Shabbos. But it's not true. The basic defining difference between Shabbos and Chol is that Sheish is Yom Tas and Malacha, the Yom Hashvi, Shabbos, Hashem Alekecha. That 6 days you do Malacha, and on Shabbos you don't do Malacha. So what it comes down to is that anything that you're talking about, which does not explicitly mention something which is also to do on Shabbos, is mutter. You're allowed to talk about your plans that you have after Shabbos as long as it doesn't necessarily include malacha or some type of isur derabbanan. Aval b'davar she'ein bo tzad heter la'asa, I say, ayayim afilu im'ein bo yal isur derabbanan, kigayin she'ish lechutz l'tchum peretz muktzim. Let's say you have peretz outside of the tchum that are muktzim. Kevin she'yef shalavim ayayim, there's no way that you could even theoretically bring them today because they're muktzim. You're not allowed to say, could you please bring them to me tomorrow? But if they wouldn't be mokzeh? What if they wouldn't be mokzeh? You would be allowed to say, could you please bring these for me tomorrow? Right? Let's say a guy tells you, I'm going to Yerushalayim tomorrow. I say, you're going to Yerushalayim tomorrow? Could you please pick up for me this sefer that I forgot in the mirror? And bring it to me. It's totally mutter. Why? Because you're not mentioning anything which is, strictly speaking, also to do on Shabbos, because technically, theoretically speaking, it would be shaykh to find a heter for it. Alright, we ran out of time, so we'll call it, stop here for now. Shkoyach.